start on the Gemara, just before we do, if there's anything that anyone would like clarified regarding yesterday, assuming that you're, you know, that you were here or that you heard over, please. Yeah, Yoni. The questions that I was asking. So I, more than anything else, I want you to think about the issue. And in a way, part of the tension that this issue brings up is going to a little bit connect to what we discussed today with the Gemara and specifically the Inyan of Baal Ehul Mesa. So the issue is an ongoing one throughout many Gemaras in this parak. But I want you to think about it already in terms of the Ramban. So I'm not going to give you the answer, but just the question more than anything else. Okay, so the Ramban gave two explanations why the Bavli might argue on the Yerushalmi, or even the Yerushalmi has two shittas and might disagree with the opinion that says that the Mechila, in the case of Mefata, would not exist on Knas. And we would disagree. Why would we disagree? How can it work? Seemingly, since the Chiv of Knas is not complete until Hamada Bedin, so how can it be Mocha the Mammon if you're not yet Shaykh to the Mammon yet? It doesn't, you're not entitled to it until Hamada Bedin, so how could you have a Mechila? So the Ramban presents two ways to understand it. The first is the notion called Siluk. In other words, it's not that you makne anything. You can't be makne if you don't have it. But you have a right to opt out. That's what siluk means. If there's a privilege that you are soon going to get, and you are ready within the framework of that privilege, but you're not yet shaykh to it right now, but you're within the framework of being shaykh to it, right? That's where siluk operates. So, for example, in the case of an arusa, the person is now, he's betrothed, he raised Mekadish, this woman, but he hasn't yet gone through Nisuin. He hasn't taken her to his house. So the halacha is, let's say, for Yerusha. Yerusha's Ishto, it's only after Nisuin that he has privileges to be Yerusha if she dies. So now, during the period between Erisin and Nisuin, he can declare, he can write, he can say, in other words, he can specifically say, I don't want to have this din to be Yerusha. And that is halacha according to Ramban of a new yisod called siluk. Even though the Gemara associates it with also the notion that the person saying efshi b'takanas chachamim, the chachamim are attacking something for your own good, and you say I don't want it, so the chachamim are not going to impose it on you. But the Ramban says it's not the pshat that the only reason siluk works is because it's a gather of efshi, that the chachamim are not attacking something that you don't want. It's halacha that works even with the Raisa. Even if Yerusha Sabah would be Doraisa, we would say the same thing. And even on Inyanim Doraisa. Except that you might have thought that by something which is a Drabanan, maybe the Chachamim don't let you opt out because they'd be more stringent on you and say that we want to make a chizuk to our Takana. And so the Gemara says, you see, the Chachamim don't go that far. But the basic Yesod of Siluk works on a Doraisa level. So that's Mahalach number one in the Ramban. Mahalach number two in the Ramban is that he compares it to the notion of kra ksusi v'hipater, or kra shiroim shalizi potzi v'hipater, that if the nizik gives permission to the mazik to do the act of hezik, then and says you can do it and you'll be pater, then the mazik is not in kurachiv. Says the Ramban is. Words, he's a little bit mayrich in the words here. So to hear, she rendered her body to this person to do as he pleases, and therefore that's the reason why he doesn't have to pay the knas. So again, how does it work? She's not zochin the knas yet. It's a different mechanism. It's a mechanism of mazik birshut. So we explain a number of things within this Ramban. The basic yisod of mazik birshut, as exosus medayik in the Ramban, this is not about being mochel the mamu. This is a new concept, mazik birshus. And we pointed out that being ma'anes, being mefata a woman, is a form of mazik. Right? Again, all this is not in the words of the Ramban, but it's implicit. So talk about mazik birshus in the case of mefata is because obviously we're dealing with the notion of hezek here. And that's true because we know Chav Da'ud Avos Nesikin, in the expanded list of the Mishnah Bava Kama, the Mishnah says four, and then we have the Braisa that lists many more. So you have onus and mefata. So the act of being ma'anis a woman, being mefata her, is also seen as an act of hezek. And to the extent that the hezek does not have a basis to bring with it any type of payment, so that could be the basis why there's no knas. Even the knas shebo has to be rooted in the ma'isa hezek. It's not just the boshes upgam, which is obviously associated with every act of hezek. Boshes, the gam is like nezek. But the point is, even the knas of ma'anis mefata, even the knas is only existing because there was a ma'isa hezek. To the extent that there's no machayev of mimazik, there's no chayev of knasid. Nafkamina, we said, between the two answers of the Ramban, could be if you would be mochel after the hezek, but before the Hamad Bedin. So if you have the notion of siluk, so as long as it's before you became entitled to it, so then you have the right to opt out. If it's based on mazik b'shus, then it had to be a mechila b'shas ma'isa before they actually engaged in the act. Okay, the thing I left you, question I left you with was the following. The notion of mechila is obviously related to the fact that the knas is supposed to go to her. If the knas is to go to the father, so then the halacha is, as we know, that mefata, so the father gets the knas, right? And obviously there's no mechila, because she's not in a position to be mochel, the knas has to go to the father. Now, Bishlam, if you understand the notion of mechila in terms of chves mechila and the mamon, however you explain it, or even if you explain it as siluk, so I can understand why it's only shaykh to be mochel to the extent that you are the one that's going to get the knas. So only knas that's magia to the girl, she can be mochel, she can be misalik herself from. But if the gather of the mechila, as Ramban explains it, is as we explained for the Nexos, it's a mazik b'shus idea. We connected it to the Ramban in Bar Metziah with the case of the Yashin, right? There's no basis to be mechayev here, there's no maisa mazik. So then why is it so pashut that when the father is entitled to the knas, so there's no notion of mechila? I mean, if in fact she surrenders her guf to the person who's doing this, to do as he pleases, so there's no maisa mazik. The nizik was the seba for it. He was the lashon. He garb. He shahari. He us. What does the hakol? What's the lashon Ramban? Remembers. Shari what?
Masra.
Masra. After that, the last after that, the words after that. Shari he.
Cool.
What? She's the cause. If the nizik is the cause of the hezek, that's the yisod in the Ramban. There's no basis to mechay for hezek. If the nizik is the cause of the hezek, then that's not called a ma'isa mazik at all. By definition. So my nafka mina, if the knas is to go to the girl or to go to the father. Now, a little bit to understand this question a little bit better, and why it perhaps is a good question is, again, this is an inyan that we're going to be seeing maybe later in the shir, and in general sugyas later on. The basis for the father's zechiya and knas from the daughter. How do you understand it? This is the hakira that you alluded to, Abram, right? With Rav Shimon, right? A few days ago. In what sense is the father zocha in the knas? Is the pshat he zocha machmas har? Kiyu, she's zocha, but the father gets it machmas har? Just like if she finds something, so the father zocha, and the father has certain privileges in kesef kedushin, so the father gets the money. We have psukim, ko shvach ne'ur mu'aviyah. The father is zocha in what? In certain income that she gets, masikayim, the things that she gets, that the father gets. So the knas payment is basically to her. The father is zocha because there's a new channel that the Torah says. The Torah awards her privileges, her monetary privileges to the father. Or should we say differently? That pshat is, the nasan lavi anayra means that the payment is directly to the father. It's not that she zocha and the father zocha machmas her. It's a direct payment to the father. You understand the chakira? In other words, in what sense do you see harishus here as relevant in terms of the father's chiyav knas? We touched on this question a little bit in terms of the understanding whether she could be mochel vis-a-vis getting the knas later on. The two shittas that we saw, if you remember, in the Ran. So we explained that even if you argue that she could, because she really has a din right now to have it, except that the father's reshus overwhelms, if you could say, her reshus, and doesn't let her be zocha, but to the extent that the father's reshus is not going to exist, so she has already a basis right now. So that could also be explained in terms of the fact that even the father's chia is in a way through her. Doesn't have to be explained that way, but certainly if you understand that Farskia is through her, you understand very well that she's a player right now too in terms of her reshus, and that's perhaps why she can be mochel right now in terms of her not getting the knas later. Again, if you view the father's chia as going through her, then this is certainly a problem that has to be dealt with. Why can't you view this as a mazik b'reshus to the extent that the father can't get knas either? That's a question that I had you think about. In other words, this would seem to suggest is that it's not the pshat that the father gets it from her, but it's like the father is the toveya, not her. I'll give you an extreme formulation. To say the father's getting it through her. I mean, there's a Rajba, I didn't want to say it, but I'm saying it anyway. The Rajba on Baal Bito, you look at it later, you'll see it's a tremendous chiddush. Tremendous chiddush. He says Sarachin at the end, Akidekach himself says it's a big chiddush. The Rajba on Baal Bito, which discusses some of the points that we discussed as well, the question of what kind of a mother bedinis shayach with the father, if he's going to get himself anyway. The Rajba wants to say, and clearly other Rishonim don't agree with him, but he wants to say that Lamashal, the Lashon HaMishnah in the fourth parak is Amda Bedin. So he wants to say that when the father's getting knas, what he's really doing is he's forcing the girl to be Toveya, the one who is Ma'anesar, to pay, and the male, the father gets it. So in a way, who's the Baal, according to this, who's the Baal Dover in the Din Torah? The girl. That's what he writes. L'dasa Yerushalmi, toward the end of that piece. Efsher. Shem Amad Ha'av V'nasan Lo Kesef Kinasa Achaka Chozer Bo V'zochet Bo Shehu Yochel L'chufa Lamod Imo V'din L'tovo. Let's say Baal Bito. There is a notion of a hamada bedin. How is the father going to be paying himself? It's not automatic. How is the father going to pay himself? He's going to force hamada bedin that she's going to take him to Din Torah, and he's going to pay her, and then what? Then he's going to be able to get the money that she got from him. That's what has to have a process. That's how it's going to work. For the Rajba, that's what's going on all the time. How does the father zocha in the knas? He forces her to take the, you know, that's the extent of his reshus over her, that he can force her to come to the Din Torah. Again, I don't want to go too much into this because it's mamash a minefield. It's like it's an incredible piece of Rajba. But I want to show you how extreme you can formulate it if you want it. That the father's chia is really via her to extend. To what extent? That your mamash need her to come to the Din Torah. And the father can be kofar to come to the Din Torah. You don't have to go as far as that to still argue that the Torah is Mizaki, the father in the Knas, through her. But Memega, the Torah lets him come in and actually deal with the, he now has a koch on his own to do it. But it could still be through her. But then again, it could also be that, well, Maisa, the Torah is Mizaki directly to the father. Now, again, why is this relevant for the Ramban? Because if you want to say that the mechila is a mechila of, it's a mazik b'rishus, so she is telling him, be my guest, and therefore it's not a ma'isa mazik on his part. So why is that only going to be a mechila if she's supposed to get the knas and not when he's supposed to get the knas? Where does the Ramban fall on the spectrum here of the father's chiyah? What would it seem? Again, where is it pointing for the Ramban? If it's halacha is that it's a mazik b'rishus, and yet it only can make it so if she's going to make the she's going to get the knas. So where does the Ramban stand on this question? That the father is a direct tobeh. Because if it's only via her, then she should still be able to define this as whether it's a ma'aseh hezek or not, and to the extent that there's no mechayev in the hezek, because she's basically saying, do it, so then the father should have no basis to collect, so therefore there should be no tashlum in a mafat at any time. That's what I want you to think about. Yoni, it's clear? Yeah? Yes, yeah.
You mentioned yesterday the two ways to understand how the father gets the money, either through the daughter or he gets it directly. Those are two extremes, and the Ramban we're assuming falls somewhere in the middle.
Yeah. 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 In other words, yeah. That's why I said seemingly the other direction. In other words, the father is Baal Bita, right? So certainly to the extent that he's Baal Bito, he's giving himself permission to do it, because he's doing it, right? And yet, we're not for the din of Kamoiv D'Rav Minei, there's a basis for her to collect the knas. So why don't we say now, well, if it's a mazik b'shus, because of, from the perspective of him, then there should be no basis b'chal for her to get the tashlum, right? And on the other end, so what does it show you? That to the extent that she's being tovea later, so he can't define this as a mazik b'shus either. So it's very intriguing. In other words, Ramban has really inserted here a very interesting variable in understanding the mechila, but now what has to be thought through is how is this going to impact on the various scenarios that we've seen in terms of the father being tovea later or the daughter being tovea later, and how come it doesn't, you know, impact on the other case? Obviously, it doesn't. Obviously, to some extent, the Tobeya is going to be the one that's going to have to be relevant for defining it as whether it's a Gemasik Peshus or not. Okay, that seems to be what emerges from the Ramban. As far as Aaron's point, right, you asked me about, but the Lamaisa, the Yerushalmi says, Baal Bito, what Tosa says, it will be an answer to the question of the Mishnah, that there would be a chi of knas. So obviously that means that the mechila would not work, right? In terms of getting, that's what she would get knas were it not for coming to Rabbi. That's correct. That's what it comes out from the Yerushalmi, if you want to use it as a teretz. L'maisa, on that question, the Ramban happens to hold otherwise. So it doesn't shtim. L'chinami, it doesn't shtim. Any other questions? Yes,
yeah,
Isaac.
We
have Shota Migmarlin. Where's going to say Shikor? Where's the Shota? So, I don't know. Unless you say like it's a state of Shtus. I don't know. Itim Chalim, Itim Shota. That has to be a more of a, you know, Shikor Bahalach is its own, what would you say? She has no das to be Mochel in the state of Shikor, if you're asking. No. I don't know.
Maybe she wouldn't be Mochel like on her father,
because at the time she was. Yeah, I don't know. How do you explain it? Yeah.
Just to answer that question, one of the previous shiurim that I was in, Rukan shiur, he made the point that he compared it to a katan. The Gemara says that even mefata with a katan is considered ones.
Pitui tana ones. Yeah.
Pitui tana ones, because she doesn't have the das to give consent. So he argued that.
So he talked about shikor as well.
Rav Khan argued that this could apply to a shikor,
okay,
because a shikor doesn't have das to give consent. So
interesting question. Okay, interesting. I think so. Good. Okay. Okay, so let's see now the Gemara. We actually read the Gemara. We'll just maybe see it one more time with the Tosafos here about it. So first, the Gemara points out that the Mishnah has a list of Naros Yesh Gam Knas, and all these cases are Naros Psulos, one way or another. So what does that suggest? Hani Naros Psulos in Isul Knas Ksher Psulo? So Gemara says Hachi Kamar, what the Pshat is, Elu Naros Psulos Yesh Gam Knas, and so on. Of course, a Ksheva gets Knas, but the Chiddush of the Mishnah is within Psulos. The Gemara says something more. Naira in Ktana Lo. So it's Mashma, the Gemara's Medaik from the Mishnah, that only a Naira and not a Ktana. So who does this follow? Mantana? Who is the Tana of this Mishnah? Amar Yehuda, Amar Rav, Rav Meir, Ksanya, Ktana Bas Yomechad, Matsavi Zesaris, Yesh Lomecha, Ve'engel Knas. Rav Meir says that from a day old until Nairus, to Stasiris, the father has a right to sell her as a shivcha, and she would not have knas if someone is ma'aneser. Mishatavish Stasiris ad shtibogar, then yesh lo knas, that's when you have the halach of knas, she's now a naira, the engel mecher, because at this point the father has no longer a right to sell her. Rashi says it's a kavachomer. We learn, Erichin learns out that she's yotze from her shivchus, if she brings Simani Naira, so certainly she can't be sold. This is where Meir's position. Shayer Meir Omer, Kosh Makam Sheish Mecher, Ein Knas, Chamakam Sheish Knas, Ein Mecher. It's actually a Mishnah later as well, this rule, that there's no overlap. In other words, when you have the right to sell her, that means when she's a Ketana, she's not entitled to Knas in the case of Onus Mefata. Case of onus, let's say, right? And what about in the case of where there is knas, there's no mecher? Bachachamim omim, no. Tana mibas shaloshanim v'yom echad v'atzati bager yesh lo knas. She has knas even as a ktana, and he says from age 3 and up, there's knas. Segmar says knas in mecher lo. He's saying yesh lo knas, not mecher, certainly mecher as well. Ema af knas b'mokom mecher. And Rashi points out that as far as Mecha is concerned, you don't have to start at age 3. As far as Mecha is concerned, it's already from a day. But because he's talking about Knas, as well as Mecha, so it tells you from age 3. Okay, so we have a Machlokes Rav Meir and the Chachamim as far as whether Ktana gets Knas. The Gemara later explains that Rav Meir darshins from Tia, the Mahava Ashma Kasim Medaber, that only a girl who has the ability to inkadish herself can have knas. If you look on Daf Mem Amud Beis, Amar Rav Chisda, my time of Rav Meir, Amar Krav Velo Siya Leisha. So here's another thing to think about in the pasuk of Siya Leisha. Velo Siya Leisha B'Mahava Atzma Kasev Medaber. Rashi says B'Mahava Atzma. Only somebody who has the ability to make herself mikudeshes. Ktana is only dependent on her father. So therefore she's excluded. That's what Meir. The Chachamim argue they have a riboy naira fil ktana b'mashma. Naira chaser, it's written without a hey. Either way, we have a machokis. Our Mishnah, the Gemara is assuming, is going like Rav Meir. That's why it's only Naira and not Ketana. Fektosis. Tema. Minale, how does the Gemara know to Medaik Bechal in the Mishnah that we're coming to exclude that Ketana? Minale, Dilma, Lo'asi, Le'mi'ute, Elo Bulgaris. The fact that it says Nairos in the Mishnah might just be meant to exclude Bulgaris, but maybe Ketana is included. Where do we see such a thing, that the Mishnah could say Lashon Naira and could very well mean Ketana as well? It only is mentioning Naira Lafuki Bulgaris. How do we see that anywhere else? The Hamashba Beso Paragaba Misos. We have a Mishnah there as well, and it's Mashba there. Gabi Hodit Naan, regarding the Mishnah there that says Eino Chayiv. What is the discussion over there that has to do with adultery? You have a naira me'orasa, so the Torah says somebody lives with her. What's the penalty? Skila. Someone has borrowed her. Skila. That's the din of na'orasa. And the Mishnah states over there that eino chayiv ad shetehei what nara besula ma'oras. These are what the Torah requires. It has to be nara besula ma'oras. But the way it's phrased is ad shetehei nara besula ma'oras. So it's from the Gemara there. It comes out the iavitani. If it would have used a softer expression, not eino chayiv ella ad shetehei. If it would have just said ella al nara besula, then have a mukmina la afil kerabana. It would even go to Rabbanan, v'lo havi asur miutek tana el bogeres. In other words, the machok is there as well. Rav Meir and the Chachamim. What is the din by ketana? Is the din the same? Is the din skila, just like by a naira, or not? So the Gemara there says that from this Mishnah, samach levavam beis, it's clearly going like the shita of Rav Meir. The Gemara says, "Haba." It says, "Haba naru moras." In a chayv ad shetehei naru besulam oras. Amrav Yehuda zu devei Rav Meir. Avachachami omim naru moras afil ketana b'mashma. That we might be even ketana the same din of skila. So the Gemara challenges that assumption. How do you know that the Mishnah is going only according to Rav Meir? Amalei Ravacha midifti l'Ravina. Mimai the Masnishan Rav Meir hi umiutek tana nami. How do you know to read so much into the Mishnah that when the Mishnah says ad shete naira v'sula, it means naira as opposed to tana as well? Dilma Rabban he maybe called Rabban as well. That tana is also skila. Ay it says ad shete naira and so on umiutek bogeres v'sula. The Mishnah can say naira just vis-a-vis bogeres, but tana is the same. Amalei, a high in a chayv achetehe nara besula morasa. In a chayv ela al nara morasa mibayile. If the Mishnah just wanted to point to Bulgaris and exclude Bulgaris only, then it wouldn't have used such an all-encompassing, sharply formulated phrase of ela achetehe nara besula. It would have been a softer expression, El al nar besula, and then we would say, as opposed to Bulgaris, but tana also. So what do you see? That only because of the how detailed the Mishnah was in saying El achetei, then we know that it's lafukik tana as well as Bulgaris. That's how we know that Mishnah goes like Rav Meir. No, so now how does the Gemara write the Medayik over here that it goes like Rav Meir and it's lafukik tana? You see that just because there's the word naira by itself doesn't have to assume that Tana is different. It only is excluding Bulgaris. That's Tosa's question. Clear? Okay. V'tiritz ritzva. Da'aseifa de'masnishin samich inachinami. From our Mishnah, you couldn't medayik it by itself. But the Gemara is relying on the later Mishnah. The Tanan, kol makom sheish mecher, en knas. Here we have the Mishnah that actually says more or less the words of the Braisa that the Gemara quotes. The Mishnah says, kol makom sheish mecher, en knas, and so on, which is clear in Rav Meir. It says Mefurish that there's no knas by ketana. So that's Megala, that when it says Naira in the first Mishnah, obviously it's Naira and not ketana. You see that the Mishnah is called Rameir. My little Ha'ara though, I mean, Lemaisa, we know that just because one part of the Mishnah goes to Rameir, we saw in the earlier Tosis, it's possible that not every Mishnah has to go to Rameir. Tosis notes that the Mishnah later that says that there's a Kamud Ramine on knas is against Rameir, but the early part is Rameir. So you see, you can separate between one Mishnah and another in the parak. So I don't know. So just because the later Mishnah is a Rameir, maybe the first Mishnah is still a Rabbanan. So I had that Ha'ara. You have an answer?
Yeah. That was another question.
Wait. So 1 second. So it could be there's a difference, right? Over here, it's not Mistaver on the same. No, there's two separate topics. There's an issue of Kamdram Neon Knas, or Meir holds you wouldn't say Kamdram Neon Knas. And it's the issue of Kusim Geriamis. So, okay, so Rav Meir, this Indian is Rav Meir, goes like Rav Meir, and this Indian does go. To say that the question of Ketana Gena Knas, one Mishnah holds like Rav Meir. That means that Ketana does not get Knas. That's the later Mishnah. And then this Mishnah holds, it's only a Fuki Bulgaris. That's already not logical. In other words, once they have one Mishnah on this that has a clearly stated opinion on this question, now we know how to touch up Nairos. That's Nairos in Ketana Lo. Could be that's why it's simple over here, that we can rely on the Sefer and then know how to be guided in reading the Reisha. It's the same topic. It's not the same as the case in Tosis. Yeah, Yoav, what's your question?
I mean, the mission later on is the Gemara ends up saying that it's that mission is for a man, but doesn't say it explicitly. I was going to ask that, why did it have to go from the Braisa every mayor?
Why am I doing the Braisa and not the Mishnah? Yeah, this is that mayor, the Gemara says on that Mishnah. Chamom yesh l'pnas mokam mecha. And we'll quote the Braisa there too. On that Mishnah, the Gemara quotes the Zudiv Rav Meir. It doesn't say who's who. It doesn't say what Shita it is. So now the Gemara attributes it to Rav Meir based on the Braisa. But now we have the Braisa. We know that the author of the formulation, Kol Makom Sheyesh Mecher in Knas, is Rav Meir. How do we know our Mishnah holds like Rav Meir? Maybe Nara Mizal Fuki Bulgaris, because we have the later Mishnah that says explicitly that way. And we know it's Rav Meir from the Braisa. So we know that our Mishnah must mean Nara Lafuki Ktan as well. It's a simple terrace. Okay, question. Yeah.
How does it work with the Mecher and the Knas, like with the Gioris and whatever? So, do we apply the same idea about Mecher? Because obviously,
no, there's no father. There's no
right.
father. You know,
it doesn't. We don't call that Einlo Mecher.
No. Kol Makom just means a normal girl with a father in terms of her age. We're only discussing those variables. When we say Kol Makom Sheyesh Mecher and Knas and so on, we're discussing a situation of a father and a daughter and the question of the age. And when do you have Mecher, when do you have Knas, and that's what we're discussing. That's the whole limited context of that. Okay, good. Let's get right to the Gemara. Frag the Gemara Akash. This Akash on the Mishnah. Vahani b'nei Knasaninu. And these cases that we have in the Mishnah, we have Chayvi Lavin, we have Chayvi Krisus, right, Mamzeres, we have Koso and all the other Arayis. These cases are B'nai Knasa. They should get Knas. How could you say that? V'amai Ikri Kan V'lo Siya Li'isha Isha Haru Uyalo. We should apply here the rule that we derive from the pasuk V'lo Siya Li'isha Isha ru'uyalo. Rashi. Va'amai yesh lehen knas l'naros tzulos. Ikri kan amas nisin makshi. We should apply here the drasha, or what's the word? We should apply the notion of isha ru'uyalo. What does the Gemara mean to ask? We should apply isha. Now, l'chore the pasuk of losia l'isha kipshuto is the mitzvah of losia l'isha. Right, that's the mitzvah of Osirish. There's a halacha by Anes that he has to pay knas. V'nasa na'isha shochri yimol avi anar chamishim kosef. There's another din, v'lo siyalisha, that whether he likes it or not, by Ones, he has to take her and marry her. Suppose the woman is not ru'uya l'kaima, she's not ru'uya lo. Is there a mitzvah for him to marry her? What? No. How do you know that? That's the Mishnah Daf Lamed Tesamid Aleph. The very end of the Mishnah. Nimtza badvar erva o she'ena ru'uya lavo b'Yisrael. She's not fit to marry into the Jewish people. You're not allowed to have this woman as a wife by Torah law. Eino rashoi l'kaima. See, here we don't say that he has to marry her. He's not allowed to marry her. Shenema v'lo siya l'isha zok de mishnah isha haru'uyalo. Notice, the Lashon HaGemara here, isha ru'uyalo, is very much the same as the Lashon HaMishnah on Lamites. The Mishnah is discussing what inyan, what mitzvah, what aspect of the parasha of Ones. The Mishnah is discussing the mitzvah of marrying her. The Mishnah says that there is no mitzvah. The Gemara discusses why, in fact, is this true. Maybe there should be an asay, should be doche de los asay, the sugyan daf nema med aleph. The Gemara gives explanations why you wouldn't say asay doche los asay. She could veto, she could say no, and therefore it changes the whole picture. That's a sugyan in its own right. But the bottom line is, the Mishnah tells us that we don't have a mitzvah to marry, for the ma'anis to marry the woman if she's not really loving Yisrael. So that's clear cut, that seems to be simple. Now, what is our discussion? Our discussion is on the Chiyuv Mamon, the Chiyuv Knas. In the case of Chayvei Lav and Chayvei Krisus, true, she's not really a lover of Yisrael. That's true. And therefore, it's true that there's no mitzvah below Siya Le'isha. So, good. So, but what's the Gemara's kasha? That there shouldn't be Knas. So what's the Sheikhus between the discussion in our Mishnah, which is Knas, and the issue of Merina? What's the Gemara's kasha? So, there are two ways that one could approach this Gemara. Pnei Yeshua is Mayrech here, but we'll basically speak it out, and I think that as you saw the Piskevit, you know where we're going. One way, I think it's in the Tosis for two, but I couldn't locate it, so I gave you the Piskevit. One way to understand it is what Piskevit seems to learn, is what the Gemara means to say is the following, that the two issues are a package, they're linked. In other words, if you can't be mekayim v'lo siya li'isha kipshuto, that you can marry her, then the Gemara is assuming that there's no din of knas. That's what the Gemara is arguing in the kasha. If you can't marry her, there's no din of knas. The two are linked. Our Mishnah is going to hold otherwise. We're going to have a special riboy to say otherwise. But misvara, the Gemara took for granted that if you can't be Mekayim v'losei l'isha in this parasha, then there's no kiyum of the din of v'nasana isha sholchev chamishin kesef. Who runs this way? The Rid. Umakshe, karikan v'losei l'isha, isha ru'uyelo, perush. V'isha ru'uyelo yiten knas. Only by isha ru'uyelo you give knas. Avu isha she'en ru'uyelo, Dilo mekayim bei. Here's the key. Dilo mekayim bei velo siya li'isha. Gam nina knas, yehi patr. What is he adding here? Dilo mekayim bei velo siya li'isha. He's saying that the basis why there's no knas is because you can't mekayim velo siya li'isha. So the Gemara is learning that the two issues are inseparable. That's what the Gemara thinks in the question. Again, we're going to have a reboy to say otherwise. It should turn out. We're going to see it's Lafuke. The Mishnah is going Lafuke. Tanayim, right? There are Tanayim on record that argue on the Mishnah. So there's a Manda Amar later on the Amud that Yavshim ben Menasya that Isha Haru Uyah Lekaima. So what would the Pshat be now according to Yavshim ben Menasya? Why does he say that Isha She'ena Uyah Lekaima? There's no Knas. So plug in the Piskei Rid. What's the Pshat? Why is there no Knas? But Isha she'en ruya kaima chayve lavin. Why? Because if you can't fulfill v'losi el Isha, as the Mishnah says later, and the Gemara explains, there's no din. I say the chalosa, so you can't fulfill Isha, you can't fulfill v'losi el Isha, so you can't have the din of knas. Nikras only said if you can have, if you can actualize as well the aspect of the parasha of v'losi el Isha. However, one could perhaps learn very differently. That's not what the Gemara means at all. The Gemara is not intending to say that you need to be able to fulfill v'losi l'isha in order that there should be a din of knas. Rather, there's a drasha, v'losi l'isha, and we read it, isha letzi haru'uyala. And we understand that this drasha is defining for us the halacha of knas, not just the halacha of lo siya li'isha, but it's, since it's written in the context of knas, so we understand that this drasha is teaching us something about knas as well. Only our isha haru'uya lo gets knas. So now we're not talking about fulfilling one part of the parasha if you can't fulfill the other part. That doesn't bother me if they're not linked. But what bothers me is that the Torah is mechadish to us that this is the profile of the Naira that there's a Chiyuv Knas. The profile is Isha Haru'uyalo, just like the Torah writes in the midst of Isha Haru'uyalo, V'osi Yoli Isha. So there's something in those words that is also coming to shed light on when you have a Chiyuv Knas, what kind of an Isha is a Chiyuv Knas. only on an isha that you can define by the framework of the words velosia l'isha. Now we're taking velosia l'isha out of its simple pshuto shel mikra, which is the mitzvah to take as a wife. That's certainly true. But we're also using these words, this expression, as a drasha. The drasha is, what girl will have knas? A girl that will fit the profile that the Torah is defining through the words velosia l'isha. Everyone's a world of difference. It's a whole different way to read the Gemara. So the Gemara is saying, because it's pashat to the Gemara that we should darshan isha ru'uyolo for knas, and this woman is not chayvelavim, umasho is not ru'uyol kaima, so you can't have knas. Danny, is there a question?
Yeah, is there a nafkamina between the two?
Quite a big nafkamina. We will see. We will see. We discussed it once back with Rashi. Yeah.
Repeat it like one more time.
Yeah. One way to understand the Gemara, and Pesukei Brit seems to learn it this way, is that the Gemara is saying that if you can fulfill the lo siya le'isha, then there's no din of knas. A woman that you can fulfill lo siya le'isha, you have to be able to be able to fulfill lo siya le'isha in order that there should be a chiyuv knas. That's what the Gemara's question is. The other way is to say, it's not about being able to fulfill the losia l'isha. It's about the woman herself who doesn't fit the category called isha ru'uyolo. Such a woman cannot have knas. I mean, you asked for an afkamina, no? Let's imagine that v'shas ma'isa, the woman who he was ma'anes at the time of the act, was ru'uya to marry. But subsequent to it, through the Maisa itself, she became tainted that she can't marry. So he won't be able to be poel fulfill velosia l'isha. What's the example of that? Ba'ula l'kohen gadol, in the case where he was ma'anes her when she was a besula. Now she's a ba'ula because he was ma'anes her. Kohen Gadol was raping a girl who was a besula. Now she's a ba'ula. Can he marry her now? No, because he can't marry a ba'ula. The woman that he raped was a woman who at that moment in time was totally appropriate. She was a besula at the time. So if this is a litmus test, if the pshat in this drasha has to do with that if you can't fulfill X, you can't fulfill Y, you can't fulfill Osi Elisha, so it shouldn't matter whether it's before or after. Lamaisi can't fulfill Osi Elisha, so there should be no Knas. If it's measured by the state beforehand, what woman is disqualified from getting Knas, so this woman was a Besula at the time. This is going to be very nogeya. I had a lump shot in the Gemara, and the Hemshach HaGemara Daf Lamed, Ba'ul Kohen Gadol, Rashi and the Rach, and different ways to lump shot in the Gemara. There's a lot here. Yeah, go ahead.
But even within the second side, who says that she has to be Ruhi Elokim afterwards? Maybe at the time of the Bia, she has to be Ruhi
Elokim. You said the second side. What do you mean, which side? The first side. You mean the Pesukei
Brit? That they're not linked.
That
they're not linked.
No, because if it's not about linking them, then it's about a woman who's disqualified, then the pastor is left to talk about the woman in a state of at the time he's doing the Maisa, not afterwards. Why should that be a factor? A woman, such a girl, is Magia Lo Knas. So we should be dealing with before the Maisa, not what's going to be afterwards. That wouldn't be, you shouldn't use the criteria and put it on her afterwards. You should try to understand, what is this Naira subject to Knas or not? That's a function of before the Maisa. Right. But if it's about being able to fulfill it, then the Maisa can't fulfill it later on. We'll see a leash.
I mean, this is a technical question, but in the scenario where he would marry the woman, would the anus count as kiddushin? No.
But what you do, you are raising another question, which Tosis raises later, in nasa nasli. Umaisa ba'ulas atzmo, which is the case in the Gemara, there's a tzad to say that the diyavid is good, so then why is it really a problem? That's a discussion Tosis on Daf Lamed. That's a separate issue. Now, this inyan, again, we're going to have to come back to it, but I want you to realize something interesting, because you do know the Hemshach HaGemara probably. There are two drushes that Gemara is going to have between Tanoim, both of which are against our Mishnah, right? And the Gemara is going to have Oshak and Atariah. I imagine you saw it at one time, right? We had a little bit in Tosis, when it says the dafkami between the two ways to darshan. Familiar? Isha ru'uya lo can be translated into two different ways of expression. Isha haru'uya kaima or
sheshba
havaya. Now, this chakira that I just gave you, seemingly, if you focus on isha ru'uya lo kaima, then seemingly I have two different ways to read that. Ru'uya lo kaima, as opposed to any ru'uya lo kaima. What's the pshat? Is the pshat that if you can't fulfill v'losi of the isha, so you don't have a din of knas? Or does it mean a woman who, by her definition, has this stringency, that she's not really l'kaima, so such a woman doesn't have knas? I hear two sides. But now, let's say I go to the other madama, Rav Shimon HaTimni. Now, what is he darshan? Isha, sheyesh b'havaya. So for him, an Eina Ru'uya L'Kaima doesn't create a problem. That's what the whole Gemara is going to discuss later. For him, the bar is set differently, higher. The only problem is going to be by Isha She'en B'Havaya. But if it's Eina Ru'uya L'Kaima, there's still Knas. So what's the Pshat according to him? Seemingly, what has to be the Pshat according to him? According to the Shita of Shimon HaTimni. What are you going to tell me? What's the Halacha for him? If it's a woman, She'yesh B'Havaya, what's the din? What's the din according to Shimon HaTimni? There's knas. Good. And what's the din according to Shimon HaTimni as far as marrying such a woman? The Mishnah later says that there's no din of Oseh Isha. Pashtus, it's for him as well. Hagam, that the Mishnah Melch brings, that there are those who think maybe otherwise, and maybe that's why they do say otherwise. They say that for him, you actually have a mitzvah with Sil Isha. But the Pashtus, as Mishnah Melch himself argues, he says it shouldn't be that way. He says that for sure, you don't marry such a woman for everybody. Even if Shimon HaTimni, who darshins Isha Shesh Bahavaya, but in a real kaima is certainly going to be a problem in marrying her. That's the Mishnah later. So for him, you see already that the issue of marrying the woman and knas are not linked. So what is the measure, what is the drasha for him, what is the pshat of Isha She'en B'Havaya, Isha She'esh B'Havaya, what must it be? A function of the profile of the Isha, if she's qualified, disqualified from Knas. So one could very strongly argue, this is something that I found in the Yonas Elam, one of the Yonah Minsker, where they put out the Chidushim of his, he died young in the Mir, and they put out his Chidushim. They had others that contributed as well. So he has a few pieces on Ksuvis and Eonaris. He says that just like according to Shimon HaTimni, it's obvious that the pshat of the drasha of Isha She'esh B'Havaya has to be a measure of when a woman is qualified or disqualified from Knas, but not about linking the mitzvah of Lo Si'el Isha to the Chiv of Knas. But so, when is a woman Chayv in Knas, when is Magia Lo Knas, and when not? So that seemingly would also show us even within the other Tana, if Shimon ben Menasseh, who darshins Ru'uya Lo Kaima, that's not about that we link the Chiv Knas to the Lo Si'el Isha, but rather it's about the definition of such a woman, whether she gets knas or not. That's against the Piskei Rid. That's against the Rid. The Rid learns, the Gemara is learning that the pshat is that you have to be able to fulfill this in order to fulfill that. So what is he going to do with Shimon HaTimni? I guess there is always a possibility. He holds that Isha She'yesh B'Havai She'en Isha She'en Ariel Kaima would have a mitzvah of Osir Isha. It's a big chidush. Okay, so I understand this l'chora is an important nekuda in it right away when you approach the sugya. What is it the Gemara is asking? V'lo si'el isha, isha ru'uya lo. The Piskei Rid learns it that you have to be able to fulfill v'lo si'el isha, and only if you can fulfill that you have the mitzvah, the chiyuv knas. And the other way to learn is that it's halacha in defining the din of knas. The Gemara knows that you can the issues don't have to be linked, but there's a halacha directly for knas, that she's only qualified for knas if it's ru'uya lo. Yeah, Yoni.
Just clarification. Once the Yeshbe Havaya, there would be a knas, and there would be an Isser to marry them also.
That's what we're suggesting. But past, yeah. In other words, because, okay, you're arguing, like maybe some do want to say, that according to the Man de Omar that says that it's Yeshbe Havaya, so then as long as Yeshbe Havaya, there'll be a mitzvah of Losi Elisha. Pashtas, the Gemara makes a cheshbon based on the Mishnah there that you don't say Aseh Dechalosa. Say there is no mitzvah of Losi Elisha if it's Chayv Elavin. Period. That's not Machokas Tanoi. That's a din that everybody agrees to. If that's correct, then what you have to say is according to the drasha of Yeshbe Havaya. So all it means is that if it's Yeshbe Havaya, then there is knas. But Losi Elisha, he agrees there is. And if it's less bavai, then there's no knas. But as far as velosiv isha being fulfilled, neither one would hold that there's going to be velosiv isha and chayv elavin. That's the Mishnah later. But if you say that, then it seems logical to extend that same kind of lamdis to the other mandam, unless you say hagufa could be part of the machokas tanoim. Okay? You could say that according to one Tana, it's a disqualification of less bavai in terms of the woman herself. And the profile, and in terms of the other man, the Umar, it's a halacha of linking the two dinim. I suppose that's also possible, but it's also mistaver that if you see already in one Tana, that's what he basically says to Yonis Eilim, that if you see in one Tana that it's a function of the Isha and not a function of linking the two dinim, then it should be the same for both. Again, Teishua is Mayrach here as well in the same question, but let's see the Gemara now. So, either way, the Gemara has this question. Ikri kan lo si li isha, isha ru yolo. So, how does our Mishnah work out? How come there's knas? Amar Rish Lakish, na'ara, na'ara, ha-na'ara. The shayla in the girsa here. What's the girsa? Rashi says, achi gasinan, na'ara with a hay, and again, na'ara with a hay, and then ha-na'ara with a hay in the beginning and the end. And we say like this, chad gugufei. One is, obviously you have to say it because that's the story, that's the din, so you have to know drasha in that. The chad l'asui chay ve'lavin, one will come to include chay ve'lavin that this knas, chad l'asui chay ve'krisus. So therefore, there's a special riboy because of the extra words. What exactly are we darshaning? Zok Rashi, hachi gasina, na'ara, na'ara, ha'na'ara. We're referring to the parsha of Ones and parsha's kisefi, but Ones ksiv. That's the beginning of the story. So you have already the word na'ara in the beginning. That's going to be legufe, obviously. That's simply the din itself. And the story is, Kim sa'ish na'ara besula usfas alishachavima. Uksiv basre, says later in the pasuk, the nasana ish hasholchev ima la'avi ha'na'ara. The darshinan na'ara yisera, the hey yisera. So in the second reference, there are two drashas that you can even medayik in the pasuk. One from the word na'ara itself; it didn't have to write na'ara at all, and also the hey yisera, the hanara. The matzil mikta v'nasan la'aviha. So instead of writing la'aviha, it repeats la'aviha na'ara. So by repeating la'aviha na'ara, there's two things that are extra. There's the word, and then there's the hey in the beginning of the word. So you have, therefore, a total of three. Yeah?
It seems like the hay is not extraneous in this pasuk. If you look at the pasuk, it says, you know, it's not ha'ish, it's like more specific than it says avi hanara.
Yeah, but you see, I hear what you're saying. Once you're writing the word, you have to say hanara as part of the grammar. But I hear what you're saying. But I think the pshat is as follows. That if the word didn't have to be said at all, then once the word is said, then you have right to darshan everything in it, as you know, whatever is there now is nitan lidarish. Because if in the absence of the word, you would have nothing. Now that Torah had to put the word, so Torah had to put the hay for the grammar. But that doesn't preclude darshaning the hay. Because since the word didn't have to be there at all, so you have a basis of two drushes. So you have three altogether. So how do you line them up? Chad l'gufei means l'ksheira. For a regular case of a girl that gets knas, that's the din. And then you have the other two. So now we can imarbe two tiers, chayv elav and chayv krisus. Of course, Tosus will raise the question. Chayv, we have below chayv elav, and we have something short of that. What's that? Chayv yaseh, mitzvah adomi. We skipped over that. That's Tosus ha'ar. This is Reish Lakish. Rav Papa Amar, he has a different way of deriving. So what do you see in the drasha? That we don't follow, we don't go with this velosia l'isha, isha l'uyalo. In other words, the Torah is telling me, don't be concerned with that notion. If the pshat is that you have to link the issues, so the chidush of the Torah is you don't link the issues. It could be a case that you're not going to velosia l'isha, and nevertheless, there'll be knas. If it's a drasha in the words that it should tell you that only such a woman gets knas, she's qualified because she's the uyalo, so that's what you would have said. But comes the Torah and say, no, that's not so. The Torah is marbe, nara hanara, chai v'lavin, get knas, chai v'krisus, get knas. So that's what the Torah is teaching me. Therefore, the din is in the Mishnah, you get knas. Rav Papa has a different ribui. Rav Papa Amar, he looks at Parshas Mefata in Mishpatim. Besula, besulos, habesulos. Again, let's look at Rashi. The Mefata exiv, the chiyafata ish besula. That's the beginning of the story. Ukrach rina basrei, the later pasuk. It says, in ma'in yimayin avia lesitalo, if the father doesn't want to hand her over to this person to be married to, Kesev Yishko Kimor Abisulos. He pays money. Kimor Abisulos. So now you have the first word Bisula and you have the later Habisulos. Umatsil Mechtav Kimor Abisulos. It could have just written Kimor Abisulos. So it says the hey. So Hatlas. So now I'm going to also have three. Why did Ashina Hey Yisera? I have the extra hey. And I also have the word besulos, the matzil mechtav kimoha velishto. It's interesting how Rashi comes about it. He starts with the hay first. By Naira, he didn't do that. I'm thinking of your ha'ar a little bit, you know. In other words, I mean, Rashi could have just said, straight, you know, it should have just said kimoha, and mela, I have two drashas. Rashi starts with the hay and then points out why it's also a drasha in the word itself. Yeah.
Wait, what does the word mohar literally mean?
Dowry.
Dowry?
Yeah.
The word Basulos wouldn't need to be attached to it.
What?
The word Basulos wouldn't need to be
attached. Rashi says, Moher has already itself understood what Moher is. Yeah. Harbu alai, it says Pasuk in by Parashat Shem, by Dina. Harbu alai Mohar Umatan. Mohar is its own. Okay, so what we have according to Rav Papa is, again, three. So how does he work it? The same thing. Chad Lugufei. That's the first besula. That's the din itself, the fata. And then since you have the habesulos, there's two more of a chad l'suri chayv rav, a chad l'suri chayv krisis. Okay, so Reish Lakish goes with three drushes based on the parish of Onis and Kiseitse. And again, you have two extra yuturim. That's for the rav and chayv rav and chayv krisis. Rav Papa finds it in parishes of fata. Fet the gemara. Rav Papa, my time below, Amar Reish Lakish. Why did Rav Papa not learn from the drushes of Naira, Naira, Hanaira? Why did he go to Parshas Mefata? Says the Gemara, Ahu mebayilei l'kadabaye. That you couldn't use to be married by Chayv Rav Chayv Krisus because you need the Hanaira the second time, the second reference, which is Avi Hanaira for Abayis din. The Amar Abaye, Bo'oleha umei sapatu. If he was... It was Baal Eha, and before her mother Bedin, she died. So he's parted from Knas. Shenema v'nasan lavi ha-na'ara. So the Torah doesn't say lavi, it says lavi ha-na'ara. Why? To tell me a drasha, lavi na'ara v'lo lavi mesa. There's a chidush ha-Torah that if the girl is no longer alive at the time that there would be her mother Bedin, so the Torah says he's parted from Knas. How do I know it? Because it says lavi ha-na'ara. So the second Hanara, which is what you wanted to use to learn out to Yiturim, you have no basis to darshan it because you need that second word, Hanara, to teach me Abaye. We have to know, is Abaye's din davar muskam? Is everybody in agreement with Abaye? You see the sugya later, it's not so. It's not pashut at all. The Rambam paskins it. Could be the Rambam relied on this Gemara. But the Gemara seems to hold it such a davar pashut that the Gemara is going to soon ask, that how could Reish Lakish have said what he said? After all, what about Abaye? So Gemara seems to take Abaye very seriously. This din, you have to know, what is this din all about? Also, something to think about. The Kibbeger is very ma'over. The Gemara picks the drasha of Abaye, which again, as we mentioned, is not everyone is not in agreement on this. Seemingly, there's another drasha that could have been chosen by Gemara that everyone is in agreement about. And what is that? If before Amad Bedin, we saw this din already in the discussion, the earlier Tosfos. Before Amad Bedin, what happens? She becomes a Bulgaris. So then the din is that the father doesn't get the knas. There, the knas goes to her, as opposed to the father. Even though Bishas Naisa, the father, she was a Naira. And yet, the knas goes to her. So where does that come from? So Kibbeger sends us to the Rashi and the Tosus later on, and Amitres, and they both point out that it's from the words of Avia Naira. Lamites. It's from the Avi Hanara. The low Avi Bulgaris. So why is the Gemara mention a drasha that is subject to a machlokas and not a drasha that's a davar muskan? It's interesting. I happened to catch my eye. The Rashba, B'toch HaDvarim, he's discussing the nature of the drashas, but it seems from the Rashba, if I read it correctly, that he actually didn't have a bayer. He had that drasha. Tell it to me. Rabbi Kibbeger just makes it a kasha. Shash also talks about it. The Rashba makes mention of that rush. Al Kopanim, this is, the Gemara says, this is why Rav Papa didn't want to say Rish Lakish. What does Rashi say? Hahu mibayile, hahu hanara, hadalok sivana san lavia. That which doesn't say, mibayile kidabaye. Shmo hispik, ha'av, lahamido bedin adshe mesa, pat. If the father could not be mamin in bedin at shemesa pater lavi anara mashma shehikayemis. Again, this din is a world unto itself. I mean, again, considering umashil the Rashba I mentioned earlier that the whole amad of bedin is a function of the father forcing her to come to din. So obviously, it's not shaykh amad of bedin if she's not alive. But all that is because of xeris hakasuv. It's all because of this xeris hakasuv. That's what we know. That could also be. What lies in this Gzeres HaKasav? What's the nature of this Gzeres HaKasav? What's the pshat exactly? This, what kind of halach is it? The pater from Knas. Reuven, yeah?
Rabbi, going back to Rabbi Akiva Iger, could it be that Reish Lakish, when he says Chad Gufe, he includes a drasha in the Mishnah that is Avia Nara and not Avia Bukharas?
I mean, the Parshat Pshat Gufe is, whenever you find it in Gemara, it always means just the din itself. And there's no reason to say it means anything more than that, because the Torah had to say it once for that alone.
But can't we say that's actually the Pashat Pshat?
But I tell you, what you're saying is interesting in the following way, which I don't know if you realize yourself. L'chaira, I want you to think about the difference possibly between the two drashas, vis-a-vis Mesa and vis-a-vis Bagra. In other words, could the Torah have told me the din of that if Bagra, before Amad Bedin, even without an extra yitur? That's where you're driving. That's where you're driving it. In other words, can the Legufe already have in it the din of what? Of Bagra Atshelo before Amad Bedin? How could that be? I'll tell you how it could be. If you would have the Legufe written, not in the beginning of the story, this is what I'm fleshing out what you're saying. But as long as you would write the Nasa Naish Hashochevim Allah Avi Hanara, so I already would know that Bishas Hamad Bedin, she has to be a Bulgaris. She has to be a Naira, not a Bulgaris. But maybe that wouldn't be enough to tell me the din of Mesa. I have to think about it more carefully. That's where maybe what you're saying is good. Let's just read a few more lines in the Gemara. So the Gemara says, that's why Rish Lakish couldn't, that's why Papa didn't want Rish Lakish. Good. And the other way around, Rish Lakish, my time will come back to Papa. Why doesn't he dash him from the other three? Of Besula, 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 Sahumi Baile, Gzeres Shava. That you need the Besula for Gzeres Shava. The Sanya, you have a Braisa that says, Kesev Yishko, it says by Mefata, Kesev Yishko, Kamara, Besulos. So we dash in. What does this mean? says Rashi, Midbayla Gzeres Shava. Besula Dechsiv Gabi Mefata. The word Besula, Midbayla Gzeres Shava. What's the Gzeres Shava? Besula, Besula, Gzeres Shava. Where does it say Besula? By Mefata. Where else does it say Besula? By Onus. So what is it that we learn now? Two things. Ma kesef ha'omer ba'ones, just like the amount of the knas by ones is clearly in the pasuk, it's chamishim, and by mefata doesn't say how much. Kesef yishko, if she doesn't marry him, he has to pay. It doesn't say how much. Kesef yishko, af mefata chamishim. So that's one thing that we use gzeres shava ones to mefata, to learn out that the tashlum of knas mefata is chamishim. And what else do we learn out? Uma mefata shkolim, we know chamishim what? Chamishim shkolim dechsiv. It has to be shkolim d'siv yishkol, d'siv yishkol, af chamishim sh'ones shkolim koma. So how do these two things work into the words of the Gemara? As follows. The besula besula gzei reshava tells me, she'izeh kemora besulos. Zeh meaning, as Rashi learns, is zeh meaning the mefata payment is kemora besulos. What is that reference to? Kemora besulos, meaning the chamishim kesef, I'm Russian, but manis is a besula. The knas of ones, the Gemara is referring to as mora besulos. She'izeh. The amount of knas mefata is the same as the amount of knas of onus, the mora besulos. That's, and what else do we need? Sheyezeh chamishim kemora besulos, that's one. Umora besulos, meaning the amount of the currency of the onus payment will be yishkolim kazeh. So therefore, that's where Yishkolim didn't learn from the besula besulos. You need it for gzeres shav. So now both of them have a problem now, because these two questions each one has on the other, we can point on their on himself. So Reish Lakish too, how could he darsh naira hanaira? You need it for abaye. Papa nami shava. So how could he darsh in from besul besul besulos? You need it for the zereshava. Ella shita kroiksi. The way it works out that we have the riboy in our Mishnah. Because we look at the sum total altogether here, we have three diyukim in the parish of Ones, three diyukim in the parish of Mefata, altogether six slots, six psukim. Nara, nara, hanaira, that's by Ones, psua, 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 that's by Mefata, and how we have to assign how we use up these six slots. Trei legufai, which would mean seemingly the naira in the beginning by Ones and the psua by Mefata, that's legufai, for the din itself. The chad v'kedah abaye, that's lavia naira, that you need. The chad v'zeh v'shava, that will be one of the besula of mefate. Aisrulu tre. Now you're left with two slots, two more things to darshan. So now we'll say chad v'suy chay v'lavin, chad v'suy chay v'krisis. Again, one being by onus, one being by mefate, and Tosis is going to ask, so l'chayra, how do you know to go chay v'lavin, chay v'krisis? Maybe I need chay v'lavin by onus. Chay v'lavin by mefat. We'll see Tosis discusses that. What does Rashi say? Chad gzeres shava. Rashi says, "Utei mufna mitzad echad u'meidim heimena." What does Rashi want here? Gzeres shava can be mufna mishnei tzadim, available that the words on both ends are not used up, and that's the easiest type of gzeres shava. There, lemeidim ve'ein meshiv. It can ask kashas. Maybe only here, maybe here, here it's different, maybe here it's more chamur. If it's a mufna mitzad echad, means it's only available on one side, then l'meidin u'meshivin. Meshivin means that if you have what to ask, you can ask. If you don't have what to ask, then you can still go ahead. Rashi's pointing out, once we have six slots, and we're only using one slot for gzeres shava, then we have here a mufna mitzad echad. Says Rashi, that's fine. As long as I don't have any kashas to ask, so l'meidin heimena. Okay.